Hello and welcome to the Science Rundown for Friday, August 4th. I'm Pedro Flores. If you missed yesterday's interview with meteorologist Jan Null, do yourself a favor and go to our recent episode section and check it out. I'd also like to thank everybody who's been calling in and either leaving comments or participating in our science trivia. That's been so much fun. Stay tuned for science news. Social media is buzzing about NASA's Planetary Protection Officer job posting. If you think the position is out of this world, well, technically it is. The job would entail protecting our planet as well as other solar system bodies from cross-contamination. The job posting reads, "The Planetary Protection Officer is concerned with the avoidance of organic, constituent, and biological contamination in human and robotic space exploration." According to Catherine Conley, NASA's acting PPO, quote, "Whether it's a rover landing on a distant rocky world, robotic probes skimming the surface of liquid-spewing moons, or returning samples back to our own home planet from a faraway celestial object, the Office of Planetary Protection strives to protect all of the planets all of the time," end quote. "Candidates must have advanced knowledge of planetary protection and must have a degree in physical science, engineering, or mathematics. The closing date is August 14th, so you have 10 days left to apply. And the salary isn't too shabby at all, starting at about $125,000 a year. A United Nations treaty signed in 1967 established agreements regarding planetary protection." Now, wouldn't that make an awesome name badge or business card? Researchers have found that kelp and dolphin gulls, which are known to be aggressive and adaptable feeders, have been picking at the butts of baby fur seals. The researchers have been studying the seal population in Guapo Island, Chile since 2003, and in 2008, they noted wounds in the perineal area of 5 to 9% of the pups they had studied. Some had developed systemic infections. "Gulls are very opportunistic," says Mauricio Seguel, a veterinary pathologist at the University of Georgia in Athens. Quote, "That's one of the things that's so amazing about these birds. They can adapt so easily to so many different environments," end quote. "Their diet usually consists of shellfish, sea urchins, and fish. However, they've been known to pick at the skin of whales and dead seals." In 2015, the researchers discovered that the gulls were feeding on seal feces, which was infected with hookworms. The parasites caused diarrhea and bloody stool containing the expelled worms, which is what the gulls were after. Once treated with antiparasitics, the gulls' behavior drastically stopped. Seguel said that the gulls are easily affected by human activities. He noted they are now killing whale calves in Argentina after an increase in fishing and urban waste has driven more gulls to the area.
So if I was hired as the Planetary Protection Officer at NASA, I would require a cape.